In a very short time, we've been forced to reevaluate our values. Values related to employment, family, and home. As we come out of two history-making pandemic years, connecting with others is more important than ever. But it's safe to say that the way we can and want to connect has changed. We are not-for-profit professionals supporting adults to live, work, and grow in a rapidly changing world. Connection means that we need to work together to build and put into practice whole and multifaceted plans for our clients so that they can reach their own personal successes. For some of us, life is returning to pre-pandemic norms, where we work out of an office on a set schedule. Others may have no office to return to and may spend working hours on a couch or kitchen table in their own home. And some may be straddling schedules where they sometimes go to the office and sometimes work in their own personal space. These experiences are the same for our clients who are navigating a world that is still deciding what work-life will look like. How can we support them while adapting ourselves? Whoever and wherever you are, if you support adults in learning and life, the Getting Connected podcast may be for you. Join us as we talk through relevant topics that support you to do your best work. Grab a coffee, give us just a few minutes of your workday, and let's connect. Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley Hoth-Murray, and you're listening to the Getting Connected podcast. Today is a solo show, and it's a topic that I think might be at the top of everyone's mind. So you are probably listening to this a week or two, maybe after you submitted your business plan, if you are in literacy and basic skills. And if that's the case, you probably included something in your business plan about skills for success. And I will be honest with you, skills for success seems to have popped up out of nowhere and just become the hot topic. It has popped up so fast that I have been in a few meetings with new and some seasoned practitioners and other literacy and basic skills staff who are still unsure of exactly what this very big, buzzy term, skills for success, exactly what that is and what that means for literacy. So I decided that it may be a good time just to do a short show to give you just a little bit of a snapshot into what is skills for success, where did it come from, and what's in store, where it might lead us in the next few years in literacy and basic skills, employment services, and beyond. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background as to where it's come from, and let's start there. Yeah, so Skills for Success has come out of the Office of Literacy and Essential Skills, and that's when we talk about the feds, that's really the department that we're speaking of when we typically use literacy information on a federal level. And they are the key people behind essential skills, which is something that you may have heard of and you may have used, especially if you are outside of Ontario. I know that there are some provinces that just use that language, where in Ontario, we are also talking about Ontario Adult Literacy Curriculum Framework. We're actually using that more in our programs as around the language that we of what we're doing day to day. But out of the Office of Literacy and Essential Skills, we're now hearing this term skills for success, and it's being pushed across all provinces as well as in Ontario. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that means. Why is there a need to shift from essential skills to skills for success? Well, automation has really decreased the need for regular or routine work. Physical and manual skills aren't in demand the same way as they used to be, and we're seeing this kind of emergence of need for different types of skills. We are seeing an intensified need for social and emotional skills that can't be done by Alexa or other automated technology. We're also seeing math and numeracy. They're continuing to play a key role in an estimated 70% of all job openings. And employers are really challenged to find employees that have this combination of social, emotional, digital, and literacy skills. So the Office of Literacy and Essential Skills decided that it was time to rebrand Essential Skills. And that is what Skills for Success is. It is a rebrand or an update of the Essential Skills framework. Before I get into what those new skills are, I'm going to talk a little bit about the process that that OLS has gone through to determine and review and revise and continue to revise these new skills. So first, they did a big document review. They took a look at curriculum frameworks and concepts from across the globe. They wanted to understand the soft or social emotional skills, how those have been conceptualized in other pieces of literature. And this seems to be the driving force behind this rebranding, is this social, emotional, or soft skills, as we might think of, the need to further embed them in Canada and training and employment. So they looked at UK Skills Builder, they looked at CMEC Global Competencies, World Bank's Practice Model, and numerous other pieces. Then they came up with a guiding conceptual structure and questions to associate with this. This guiding document, it outlined their goals and objectives of the work that was related to core literacy skills, the challenges of defining soft and social emotional skills, and a proposed conceptual approach. They wanted, again, to look at all skills. There was just this really key focus on soft skills and social emotional skills. And I love this. They want to talk about these skills as repeatable processes or behaviors. So something that can be learned or taught, as opposed to a personality trait, a predisposition, or something that is embedded in someone. So they either have it or they don't. So it's really framing in language that you can teach anybody soft skills. And I really love that approach. And then they went through a feedback process where they brought together collaborators from across the country, and they had them review what they had built. So when they went to validate this new framework that was being created, they did it in two ways. There was a quantitative validation stream and a qualitative validation stream of these definitions and constructs that they had developed. So let's start with a quantitative validation. They had two collaborators, Dr. Ross Finney and Dr. Ashley Pullman, and they conducted primary analysis that used Canadian data from the Longitudinal and International Study of Adults, or LISA. It used that data. So they examined the extent to which social emotional skills, or soft skills, captured through the big five measures in LISA, how they can validly predict labor market success. And using the LISA data set and linking it to PIAAC, they also investigated the interaction between core literacy and numeracy skills and social emotional skills in predicting labor market outcomes. So that's where the quantitative validation came in. The qualitative validation, the Social Research and Demonstration Corporation, they conducted a series of 10 virtual focus groups. So they worked with practitioners across Canada, utilizing some key collaborators that then reached out through their networks to validate these concepts. And so they had 75 participants in 10 one-hour virtual sessions talk really openly about how they felt the impact of this new and revised language would affect learners and the system in general. Before these virtual sessions, people that were participating, they were given summary documents of these preliminary definitions and constructs, and then they were just allowed to give their feedback very openly and honestly. So it was definitely a diverse review. And then the qualitative data was pulled, so those all the notes and the recordings, and they were reviewed by researchers to identify emergent themes, to find specific opportunities to improve the constructs and considerations and recommendations for moving forward. So when we talk about the concepts, the Social Research and Development Corporation, Demonstration Corporation, sorry, they use the following overarching criteria that was defined by the Office of Literacy and Essential Skills, or OLES, to guide the work on these definitions and constructs. And I just wanted to go through these because I feel that they are so, they're just so applicable. And I thought that it was very, just really great language that I hope we see and revisit again and again, maybe even when we're evaluating the programs that are developed in as part of the Skills for Success piloting. So I just wanted to share those with you. So the overarching criteria. Everything should be work-focused and transferable. So when we're talking about the skills in the framework, they should be able to be easily applied to the majority of occupations in the Canadian labor market, which of course the essential skills was built that way. But I love the term of transferable. So they should also transfer to non-working experiences and contexts. And I feel that it's really awesome that this transferable idea was included in the overarching criteria. They should be durable or enduring. So they should be able to evolve. And as we know, the labor market changes very quickly and the needs of employers and the training needs of employees change very fast. So they should be durable and enduring. They should be accessible. And this goes back to the fact that the rebrand is just so much about soft skills and about making them teachable and framing them as tasks. So accessible is, of course, a key component. And they even use the language that the concept should be teachable and learnable. They should be broadly recognized. So it should be something that Canadian and international adult skills frameworks that they are well understood and embedded. And they should be flexible and inclusive because, of course, Canada, you know, we're well known for having a diverse population, and the Skills for Success should reflect the diversity of Canadians and the lives that they live. So some great overarching criteria in the development of Skills for Success. So here we are. They've been developed. We are about to go into phase two. We're currently wrapping up phase one of Skills for Success, which is kind of this rollout of concepts, and we'll be entering the piloting phase of Skills for Success heavily in 2023-24. So what are they? let's talk about it. So Skills for Success are defined as the skills needed to participate and thrive in learning, work, and life. They include skills that are foundational for building other skills and knowledge, and they're important for effective social interaction. If you think that I'm reading off a website, I am right now. This is the definition coming directly from the Government of Canada, Employment and Social Development Canada. These skills, they overlap and they interact with each other and with other technical and life skills. They're inclusive and they can be adapted to different contexts. Skills for Success are for everyone. Employers, workers, training providers, governments, and communities, And again, I think this goes back to the piece that they are transferable and they can come out of the work environment and also be included for learners who maybe have a goal of independence or post-secondary or secondary. So they can be used in a broad range of experiences and pathways. So let's talk about the skills. The first one is adaptability. And adaptability comes from continuous learning, but they are calling it a new skill. It's the first of two new skills. And adaptability is the ability to achieve or adjust goals and behaviors when expected or unexpected change occurs. It's about planning, staying focused, persisting, and overcoming setbacks. So we would use this skill to change a work plan, to meet a changing deadline, to learn how to work with new tools. When a new system at work changes, it's about being able to pivot. Isn't that a word that we've heard very often in the last few years? So adaptability is the first skills for success piece. The next piece is collaboration. So collaboration is really about the ability to contribute and support others to achieve a common goal. So we would use this skill to provide new support to team members when they are completing a project. And this collaboration might look very different. It could be in person. It could be utilizing skills to collaborate digitally. So collaboration skills help you perform better in a team because you understand how to support and value others, manage difficult interactions, and contribute to the team's work and goals. The third skill is communication. So this is about your ability to receive, understand, consider, and share information. It's about communicating ideas through speaking, listening, and interacting with others. This skill was formerly oral communication. So they've actually made the skill a little bit broader to include different mediums and different types of communication, including nonverbal communication. So I really like the move to a broader definition. The next skill is the second new skill, and it is creativity and innovation. So this is the ability to imagine, develop, express, encourage, and apply ideas in ways that are unexpected. It's about challenging existing methods and norms. So we use this skill to discover better ways of doing things, to develop new products and services, new tools of the trade. It's about doing things in a new way. And of course, more and more, as the world tends to move faster and there's just more technological jumps and leaps, this is really about new, unique, or outside-the-box ideas. And I love that this was included because I think that everybody in work and life needs to think like this as the world seems to be moving faster than ever. The next skill is digital. So digital was formerly computer use, but they broadened this definition. So it's now the ability to use digital technology and tools, so more than just computers, to find, manage, apply, create, and share information and content. So it could be anything from creating documents on the computer to using social media in a safe way, to making online purchases, or maybe recording a podcast. That would all be included in digital skills. And these would be constantly changing and are very important to know because they are used in most workplaces these days. Then I saved the last few. I kind of went from the newer, more unique skills to our what might be considered the foundational skills of literacy. So our next one is numeracy, which, is the ability to find, understand, use, and report mathematical information presented through words, numbers, symbols, and graphics. I think we all know mostly what that means, but I just want to reiterate that 70% of jobs are are requiring this as a core foundational skill. And so numeracy is still included. Then we have reading. Reading is the ability to understand and use information presented through words, symbols, and images. That could be anything from locating information on forms and drawings to reading things like emails, reports, news articles, instructions, and heavier pieces of literature. And then we have writing. So writing is the ability to share information using written words, symbols, and images. And of course, we use this to fill out forms and applications, to write emails, reports, social media posts. And those are our three kind of foundational pieces. Document use was formally included in essential skills, but it was removed, or I guess maybe the term is not removed. It was divided into these three. So reading, numeracy, and writing existed in essential skills, as well as document use. Document use has been divided into reading, numeracy, and writing in the new Skills for Success. The last piece, the last skill in the new Skills for Success model is problem solving. And problem solving is the ability to identify, analyze, propose solutions, and make decisions. Problem solving helps you address issues, monitor success, and learn from the experience. So of course, we're using this skill to make hiring decisions, select courses of action, and troubleshoot technical failures. I think we all know that this is an important tool, an important skill to know. Formally, we would have called this thinking in the essential skills. And I really like the idea. I think this goes hand in hand with this new concept of really making these skills accessible. And also when we say thinking, you know, it's language where we think, you know, we are born to think the way we think. It's not something that can be learned. But by moving it to a term like problem solving, it does make it more learnable and more teachable. So I can understand why there was the change in that language. So those are your new 9 skills for success. And we did have 9 essential skills, but they are different. They have been transitioned over. I'm just going to read them out for you. Again, the new 9 skills for success: adaptability, creativity and innovation, collaboration, communication, problem solving, digital, reading, numeracy, and writing. At Literacy Link Niagara, we are currently wrapping up some work on in phase 1 of the rollout in our province, in Ontario. And I'm looking forward to what will come in phase 2. I really can see the benefit of using this language both with our clients, with potential clients, with employment services. I remember when essential skills really rolled out, there was a bit of disappointment for me because literacy in Ontario didn't seem to have access the same way to that language. And I feel that the Ontario government has really given us the ability to engage with these new skills. So as these concepts, you know, shift and strengthen, I really look forward to what we might be able to do to provide, you know, the people of Ontario with the skills for success. So I thank you for listening, listener. I hope you learned a little bit about Skills for Success, and I look forward to getting connected next time.